So, all manifestation in nature is nothing but that which was sleeping is to manifest gradually. The entire purpose of evolution is to bring out that which is veiled, that which is sleeping, that which is involved, that which is inward, to put it out externally and manifest fully. If evolution is the progressive manifestation by nature of that which slept or worked in her, involved, it is also the overt realization of that which she secretly is. We cannot then bid her pose at a given stage of her evolution, nor have we the right to condemn with the religionist as perverse and presumptuous, or with the rationalist as a disease or hallucination, any intention she may evince or effort she may make to go beyond. This is one of the most difficult lines of this chapter. We still have 10 minutes, so I shall just finish this if it is possible, but if don't worry, we don't want to hurry up. Every word of this line sentence is very important. We cannot then bid her pose. That is, if nature is striving to manifest, it has already manifested so much, and we know it has now potentially to manifest full. If so, now we cannot tell nature, now stop here, don't move forward. We cannot bid to pose, we cannot now demand, bid means command it. We cannot now tell nature, don't do it. We cannot now bid it to pose at this given stage of evolution. Nor have we the right to condemn any evolutionary impulse that we may have. Now, why Sri Aurobindo is writing this sentence? It is a historical background. There are two groups of people in the world today. There are many groups, but among them these two are very powerful groups in the world today. One group is called religionist group, and the other group is called the rationalist group. Both of them are very honorable. They are greatly honored in the world. They have great power in the world. And both of them, however, they are standing at the edge of the evolutionary movement. And both of them are saying, no, don't go further. Both of them, religionist says, finish, man is what he is to be and nothing more. He cannot evolve more and should not. Rationalist also says, should not. Enough, what man is. This may look surprising to you, but if you go out in the world, you will find these two groups. I have myself lived with both the groups quite long in my life, and I have heard these demands. I have had long conversations and dialogues with religionists, long conversations with rationalists, and both of them tried their best to discourage any evolutionary intention that we have of surpassing mind. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo has written, in fact, this whole book is written largely to address religionists and rationalists, so that young students of tomorrow, which we all are not discouraged. We need to be very careful that whenever we want to have this aspiration, we will be told by many people, in fact, this is the universal experience, the moment you try to surpass the borders of manhood, all kinds of forces will come to suppress you. It's a big battle to be fought. You know, there is a story that when Buddha reached a very high level of tapasya, and he had reached almost the top, but not the top, but almost the top. At that time, there was a great battle which was waged by Mara. Mara is a force of evil. And Buddha had to fight a relentless battle with Mara. And Mara has many, many methods of preventing you from going beyond a certain point. It bids you, now stop. Don't move forward. It is said of Christ, when he was at a certain stage of his development, he says, Satan came, and one of the challenges he threw was, if God is real, he is bound to protect you, because you say yourself, God always protects. Alright, throw yourself from this mountain top and see how God protects you. That was his challenge. Now normally this kind of challenge is a very powerful challenge, because one does not know whether protection of God will come in the form in which is being demanded. And Christ said, I don't want to test the God. That was his very brave, very great answer. I don't want to test God. I know God will protect. Why should I prove to you? Who are you? What is your credential? It is like, you know, there was one person who wrote to Sri Aurobindo and said, can I see God? So Sri Aurobindo said, the question is whether God wants to see you or not. You can of course see God. The question is whether God wants to see you or not. So such formidable questions are put to you when you want to rise from one level to the other. There is always this demand of no, no, no. You can't, you shall not. And they give very formidable arguments. Now, therefore, Sri Aurobindo has said in two lines the summary of the argument of the religionist and the summary of the argument of the rationalist. If you read all the literature of religions, if you read all the literature of the rationalists, in two words, Sri Aurobindo summarized and says, the religionist will tell you that your urge to evolve beyond mind is perverse and presumptuous. In two words, your demand, your desire, your aspiration to move beyond mind is presumptuous and perverse. You human being, you want to be as great as God. Presumptuous. What are you? Little crawling creature on the earth. and you want to be God. It's presumptuous on your part. You want to compete with God. You are perverse. This is the argument of the religionist. Pardon?
It's an ego trip.
Pardon?
It's an ego trip.
Ego trip.
To be as God.
Yes, it is. You are egoistic. You want to be God. You are perverse. You are presumptuous. God and you, my Lord, what a gulf between you and God. And you want to be like God. You want to sit on the throne of God. This is the argument of the religionist. So Sri Aurobindo says, do not worry about this argument. You have seen how the evolution moves upwards. As there, so here. As there the will to be, so here will to be. If matter has become man, if that insensitive, dull, inert matter has today become a thinking, living laboratory, do not come under the impulse of this influence. When somebody says, oh, you want to be like God or God himself, man can never be God. This is the conclusion of religionists. Man can never be God. And this is told by such vehement personalities of the earth who uphold religions that we become quite frightened, as I was at least. Very eminent people saying this is impossible, and under the drive of these people, you know, you become overshadowed, subdued as it were. You become even more submissive than before. And when these people declare and they say you are presumptuous, you are perverse, so Sri Aurobindo says, do not come under the influence of these wrong arguments. Now, if you go to rationalists of course opposes religion. But in discouraging you, both of them join. Both religion and rationalism join together in discouraging you. The religion will say you are presumptuous and perverse. And rationalist, what will he say? Sri Aurobindo says, he says, this urge in you is a disease. You have a diseased mind. Can you ever think of those heavens of the mind and supermind? The rationalist will say that you are disturbed by false visions and dreams. When you are sick, they say that, you know, when you are sick, very often you hear voices, you see visions. When you wake up, oh, there is nothing. It's hallucination. Hallucination is an illusion which you think to be true, and when you really awake, it is no more there. So he says, your idea that there will be divine manifestation, that there will be a capacity in you to possess truth and light, not seeking mind, seeking truth and light, but your consciousness will be possessed automatically with truth and light, this is pure dream. It's hallucination. Don't go under these false images and dreams. Be very practical. See what is real. Don't dream. You remain all the time in dream, then begin to see. They are all false visions. So if you go to rationalist ground, he will tell you that all your aspirations are nothing but a disease or hallucination. So both these, although religionist is opponent of the rationalist, rationalist is an opponent of the religionist. But both of them are equal enemies of yours. As soon as you want to go beyond your mind level and want to go higher, both of them will come and say, stop. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo says, we cannot then bid her pause at a given stage of her evolution, nor have we the right to condemn, like the religionist, as perverse and presumptuous, or with the rationalist, as a disease or hallucination. Any intention that you may have, any intention that nature may evince or effort she may make to go beyond. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo says, if it be true that spirit is involved in matter and apparent nature is secret God, then the manifestation of the divine in himself and the realization of God within and without are the highest and most legitimate aim possible to man upon earth. This is the conclusion. There is aspiration towards God, light, freedom and immortality. That's the first statement in the beginning. Then Sri Aurobindo has given arguments against harboring this aspiration. And he has said that this aspiration is justified. Do not come under the influence of the religionists and the rationalists who want to prevent you. And he concludes now giving the final argument. If it be true that spirit is involved in matter, and if apparent nature is secret God, if this proposition is true, as we have seen it is true, then the manifestation of the divine in himself and the realization of God within and without are the highest and most legitimate aim possible to man upon earth. Therefore, do not hesitate to aspire for this. Right? We shall stop here now. We have only one more paragraph for this chapter. I have given you 8th chapter also as a homework at one time. Continue with that homework. Alright, read it again, 8th chapter. Even if you don't understand, don't worry. We shall do that chapter word by word, like what you have done the first chapter. We shall read the 8th chapter also word by word. Go slowly. It's a very important chapter. But still, if you read, the mind will be accustomed to some of the terms which are there, and see the dictionary sometime and see if you don't follow words, you can find out the meanings. All right? Thank you.